This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm excited and thrilled that you guys are with me today in this amazing podcast. I'll tell you, time is flying by. You know, what the old saying is, what? Time flies and you're having fun. And you know, really, the truth is once we awaken to spirit and we understand our spiritual walk, our spirituality walk, we understand that, you know, life really is fun and there's joy in the journey. I love that phrase, there's joy in the journey, because journey is powerful. Our experiences are life-changing. Good, bad, and ugly, they're all here to work out for our good. So I wanted to talk to you guys about today my Book of the Month program, and that is this. Most people understand that in this ministry we have Book of the Month programs, which means basically if you get involved in the Book of the Month program, that means you can save a bundle of money every month. You get the book shipped to your house, you know, of course, free of charge. And every month, the first week of the month, you can expect a new book to come to you. How cool is that? And the great thing about it is I also give out with the Book of the Month program, we give out our study guides created for the book, free of charge for those who are on the program. Guys, you can't miss out on this. Like, you can't miss out on understanding that you're getting study guides and workbooks free. These are $10.99 values, folks, coming with your book. And so there's a lot of savings, free shipping, free ebooks every month. You know, there's a lot involved there. So if you get a chance before we talk about our discussion today on angels, I want you to go to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, look for the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club and get involved, guys. Get involved today and get on board with it to where you can start getting the Book of the Month that I write every single month. And trust me, I get downloads, revelations from God, and I write stuff in all my books that you pretty much don't hear within Christendom. You know, within just normal Christianity, a lot of people don't write on subjects I write on. And that's why I'm saying if you really want to dive into deep revelation from the kingdom of God, get these books today. Get on the program. All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about today the book of the month for May. And that is the working of angels in our lives. The work of angels in our lives. Now within this book, The Work of Angels in Our Lives, which actually is accompanied by a study guide, we dive deep into the angelic realm. We dive into everything from, what are angels? I mean, why? Let's just face it. Why? What are the need of angels? You know, one of the things that people don't ask, the tough questions, is why angels? Like, why would God create angels anyway? You know, think about it. Why can't God just be God? Why can't people be people in the sense of, as just people in God, right? Why have spirits? Why have, you know, good angels, bad angels? What, you know, what are angels in our lives? Well, so these are things we have to begin to calculate and understand, that angels are assigned and do certain things that people can't do. And even things that are the missions of God out upon planet Earth. So we have to understand this, that are angels wise and intelligent? Yes. Within the book, I dive into the power of wisdom. Angels are sent because they're divine messengers of wisdom and intelligence. One thing that 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 17 says, it says, "The word of my Lord of the king will now be comforting. For as the angel of God, so is my Lord the king in discerning good and evil. And may the Lord your God be with you." Another one in Daniel chapter 9, verse 22 says this, "He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding." Now think about that for a moment. So angels come with wisdom. Angels come with intelligence. Angels come with instructions. Angels come with wisdom. They come with direction. It's like an angel is like this big, we'll say for lack of better words, a manual. Manual, when it deals with like instructions, you know? Like, how many of you ever bought something and you're like, where's the manual? I need to know exactly how to be able to, you know, make this thing work. You know, my iPhone, my computer, you know, this, you know, blender, whatever. And it comes with a manual, right? And so because of that, you have to understand that angels are messengers that actually are the manuals, we could say, of God, in the sense of unfolding to us the nature of God, the wisdom of God, showing us things that maybe we don't understand. So angels are these are angelic beings that actually come and they display, they instruct, they direct, they perform in the sense of demonstration, demonstrating the things that God wants us to see and be. Angels don't come just to show themselves off. That's where people miss it. Angels don't come into meetings showing themselves off saying, hey, look, I'm pretty. No, they come with productivity. The thing with angels that people don't realize is angels are not here to show off. They're here because they have an assignment. And that means there's a mission to perform, a mission of action, a mission of demonstration, a mission to unfold the unseen right before your eyes in the scene. That's the mission of angels. And so they come with divine wisdom. Now, one thing in the book I dive into is different angel names that most people have never heard of. And most people might say, well, where did this come from? You know, I've never heard of these angels. Well, there's a lot more things in the Bible that people don't understand, a lot more things within the spiritual world that people don't understand where angels really are in the sense of who are they? What are their names? And so I dive into a lot of different different names of angels that are biblical that many of you, I can almost promise you, have never read before in your life in other books on angels in the body of Christ. So I really wanted to dive deep to where you understood the how, when, where's, and why's of angels, to where you understand exactly what are they. Angels are faster than humans. We get that, right? We understand the fact that we only have a certain speed we travel and do within our lives, how we perform, how we carry out things. And yet when we look at the power of angels, we realize they're faster than us because they're letting you know that they can do things you can't do. And do we need that in our lives? Absolutely. We need that power of understanding why they are doing more things in our lives and what they're accomplishing. And so therefore, they're here to show us the power of God in our own lives, and they show us as examples. So this is why angels are intriguing, because they do more than what we can do. They offer more than what we can offer. And that's the key thing we have to begin to really understand. Now, are angels, you know, called to be worshipped? No. We read many times where angels are not called to be worshipped. They're not called to be, you know, that type of idolizing, you know, putting above anything else, because they're just the messengers. They're just sending out the messages. And so you don't want to ever put the messengers above the person who sent the messengers. Because once again, as a messenger, that means you have information or data flowing through you. Okay? As messengers of God, you have information data flowing through you from one source to another. So you never want to come to a place where you're worshiping. Let's say, for example, you look at like water pipes. Okay? You look at water hoses. You look at hoses where maybe water or gasoline travels through, or oil. Do you worship the actual hose itself? No. You understand that what it's carrying will either fill my car, water my lawn, you know, put the oil in my car. So you understand that messengers are like that. They're like tubes in the sense of pipes, because they're only carrying things of life-giving substance that is needing to be delivered to you, to where you actually can turn around and feed it back into God for what the angels are sort of quote-unquote carrying and bringing down to you. Now also, we have to also understand this one thing, that there are angels that actually have a strong emotion. We don't understand, because we don't ever stop to think, do angels have emotions? Because think about an emotion. This is where it sort of trips people up as well. If you think about emotion, you think of from a human standpoint of view, there's a body, soul, spirit. And the soul is considered what? The mind, the will, and the emotions. So here's what's intriguing to me that I dive into as well, is realizing if the soul itself is a body, I mean, it's the mind, will, and the emotions, then do angels have souls? Because angels actually can have an emotion of joy. I'll give you a great example. Job 38, verse 7. It says, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Another verse, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit, sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things, because there's a longing. Longings come from an emotion of, I want to see, I want to understand. There's a desire. So you have to understand that angels actually have emotions. Now, It's intriguing because you think yourself, well, then does angels have souls? Well, you know what? I would say this. Get the book and set a guide and let's decide. Let's discover that. Let's discover the truths about these things. Some more things we want to be able to discuss is this. You know, when we think of God, we think of omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, okay? That's basically saying that he's everywhere at one time. He knows everything at one time, past, present, and future. So are angels omnipresent, omnipotent, and omnipotent? No, angels are not. Because angels are assigned to live in that now reality, to birth forth something to someone or something in that moment, and therefore the mission is not a multi-dimensional dimension where they are all places at one time. No. So what I would say is this. When you hear people who might say something to the effect of, you know, hey, you know, Michael showed up to me, you know, or Gabriel showed up to me. Well, here's the key thing. Probably very rarely you need to believe that. I'm going to say it this way. I'm going to say probably 99.9% of the time when people say that, I always doubt them, only because of the fact they can't be everywhere at one time. So you can imagine some of the main archangels dealing with Gabriel and Michael. Guess what? They're not going to come down per se and talk to individual people unless there's a serious mission that is probably a revolution that would shift the whole nation or shift the whole world. Then I would say yes, they would probably play a big role in that. However, you can't expect to believe everyone who says, hey, Gabriel visit me or Michael visit me, because they're not omniscient, omnipresent. So therefore, could you imagine if that was the case, then they would have over 7 million people on earth showing up constantly with individual people. There's no work being done in the kingdom, right, in heaven. So I would always say to you that you need to sort of, if you can, understand the roles of angels, understand their names and what roles they play, but also through that, understanding that the big name angels are probably not going to show up at your front door, okay? Because they have a greater mission than just individual people. And so you want to be able to understand that to where when you ever have an angelic encounter, which by the way, in the book, we talk about how to begin to host that welcome mat for angels to come and appear, your guardian angels to come and appear within your life, right? So these are very important to understand. Now, we also have to realize that there are multitudes of angels. So the Bible really never tells us an exact number. Maybe that's a wise thing that we don't know the numbers, because we want to be able to believe they're infinite. And in the sense of there are unlimited amount of angels that maybe don't need to be counted or can't be counted because of the fact that they have so much work to do within the universe, all right? Within creation itself, within people's lives. You know, sometimes we get hooked on the fact of angels being at that place where they're only on earth and they're only speaking to people in this great big huge universe that we live in. The truth is, sometimes it might be hard for you to grasp and wrap your brain around, but we can't buy into that theology because there's a vast, huge, dynamic universe out there that would be total wasted if there was no maybe other, let's just say maybe life forms, or maybe there's nothing else out there. That would be a big waste to God, and God doesn't waste. Okay, now I know that opens up a big can of worms for us, but we don't want to go there because who cares? All right, when people say, well, do you believe maybe there might be other people out there, and then they allude towards that with aliens, I'm like, look, I'm not ready to go that path. I don't know. I don't care. You know, what I care about is working out my own salvation, friend, trembling here on earth. But with that said, I want to also bring something to your attention when it deals with the universe, and that is this. The universe is alive. We can prove that. Everything is energy. Energy is alive and living. And it's because of that, I do believe that angels are not just assigned to planet Earth, because there's multitudes of billion, trillion, quadrillion angels that would probably be too many to count when it deals with if they all showed up at one time on Earth, right? So because of that, I will say I am a firm believer that angels do host the universe. I believe they do actually have assignments everywhere on in the universe. We might not know exactly how, because if there's no one else out there, which I believe maybe there is someone out there. I don't know, because if not, I could imagine God creating a universe that's wasteful and wasted, because that means we serve a God that's wasteful and that God is not productive in everything that he does. But we know the opposite, that God is productive in everything he does. So we want to be able to look at that and realize that, you know what, we might not know the mission of angels outside of planet Earth, but we also want to be able to calculate, or put another way, understand that the calculation is a lot greater than we could ever count or imagine. So these are some reasons why I would say get my book and study guide, because I think we've got to begin to dive into the concept of really figuring out these things that we call servants of God, messengers of God, angels, because I believe that they are on assignments that we need to begin to realize, do I play a role in that assignment? Now, one thing in the book and study guide you'll read is, yes, you do play a role there. So it's not just they are just messengers from God to you, but and not so much you to God through them, because we go through Christ and we can speak to God, you know, at any moment we can, because we have that direct connection from the Father. But here's the key thing you want to understand is, do angels play a role in law of attraction? Very interesting, is it not, folks? Listen to me. Very interesting. Does angels play a role with the universal laws of the kingdom that God has established here on earth as far as sowing and reaping? We could say cause and effect. We could say law of vibration, law of frequency. We could say law of attraction. You know, anything that we find biblically that is a law, you know, I mean, when people say, well, you don't really find the term law of vibration in the Bible. And I say, well, you don't also find law of gravity, and there's not one scripture that even is close to even alluding towards law of gravity in the Bible. But guess what? You better believe in it, because if not, you would die if you jump off a building. So do I believe there are things that are not found in the Bible that are true? 101%, because we dive into science to realize that the Bible wasn't here to bring us everything. The Bible was here to give us the outline of living our lives and how to live our lives, and that there is help outside of ourselves to guide us and help us, such as angels and Holy Spirit. So with that being said, we dive into that reality. We dive into the reality of understanding that they're here to speak, they're here to reveal, they're here to demonstrate, they're here to show us. And so what role do you play? Well, read the book, because in the book I deal with the role you play and why your role to angels is extremely important, and also understanding that as ministering heirs of salvation that we are, that means we actually will be the one, according to the Bible, is to judge angels. Now, the word judge, I want to say this to you. A lot of people don't really understand the word judging, I should say, you know, because they take it from more of a Greek terminology more than an Aramaic terminology, and you have to understand from Aramaic language, it's a lot different from the Greek, because the Greek language is gonna sound a certain way that we have formulated it within the Western culture, but judging actually is a different means by Aramaic. So we don't have time to get into that today, but maybe I will soon. But with that being said, the Bible does say that we are called to judge angels. And so there is a place there where angels want to be able to, we'll just say, for example, maybe submit to us, in the sense of knowing that they're ministering heirs. Their job is to minister to us as we send them on assignments as well. So it's very important to allude towards that and understand that reality as well. So there's so many great things in this book. I really want you guys to be able to read. And the study guide is phenomenal. That would help you guys all out to understand. Let me put it this way. I put study guides out there for books that I know need a little bit more explanation, that need a little bit more of understanding, need a little bit more of breaking down. And one thing you will find on the website, when you go to identitynetwork.net and you put in, there might be a banner on the homepage, but if not, you put in The Work of Angels. If you just put in The Work of Angels, those four words, The Work of Angels. It's a combo, okay? So therefore, the study guide for those on the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club, they got the study guide free of charge. Unfortunately, those of you not on the program, shame on you, because you're going to pay for it, okay? But it's still a dynamic deal. As a combo, we still save you some money, but you get the book and the study guide with it. And one of the reasons why I say that I wrote a study guide for this, because the book was so juicy with information and revelation that I wanted to expound on things. The study guide itself actually has the different angels' names that we'd mentioned earlier that you will not find in the book. No way you find in other probably books in Christianity that are all biblical as well. So that's why I'm saying you don't want the book of the study guide, and that's why we locked it into the fact that you can't buy them separately, because you need the study guide. The comprehensive study guide is going to walk you through different angels' names, but also walk you through a lot more things that is going to blow your mind. And so it's very important that you get the Work of Angels in Our Lives combo, because it's going to blow you away in understanding I have help. I'm surrounded by things all the time I can't even feel or fathom. You know, some of you might feel like, you know, we get hooked on buzzwords such as angel's wings, you know, oh, I felt feathers on me, you know, whatever. And fine if you did, but the truth is, don't get carried away in the buzzwords. Don't get carried away with this type of reality strategies when it deals with formulating in your mind what angels automatically look like. Because the key thing is, you have to understand, since no one's truly even seen an angel, we just allude towards the fact of what we have read according to scriptures that we know is factual. But we also have to understand that we don't know what else is out there that God has created as angels, and maybe for what their purposes are. So I would say, the best your ability, don't try to formulate a certain, we'll say category, genre, look, personality for your guardian angels, because of the fact that if you do, you're going to limit it in its power. You won't limit the actual angel itself in the power, but you'll limit yourself in the power of a lack of knowledge, for lack of better words, that you really don't need to tap into. Are you with me? So in other words, if you put a certain look and feel to guardian angels, for example, when they're near you, then what happens is you're going to lock them into your image. You're going to lock them into what you think they look like, and yet you're going to block out maybe the other things they want to do for you, because you've already pretty much has this mental picture of what they do, and they only do this, and they only do that, and what they look like. Are you with me? So I would say this, when angels come to you, begin to understand that there's messages and there's carrying out things to give to you. So it's not really so important that you understand how big or small they are or what they look like. What's more important is, what do you carry? What do you offer? What are you here to do for me, do to me, and show me? That's the most important thing. And we respect angels, right? We're not beneath them, but we respect them because they carry out the call of God, which is a dynamic honor. And so through that, you'll find in the book and the study guide a lot of different traits and personalities of what angels do, what they are, and really you'll get all these things answered for you. So I'm going to suggest to every one of you, go to the website right now. We have sold hundreds of these books and study guides, hundreds. So I'm going to say, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. When you do, put in these four words: the work of angels. The work of angels. When you do, press a search button. It'll pull it up automatically. You can download the combo of the book and study guide right then, and within minutes, or you can order the book and study guide, and my team will ship out to you today or first thing in the morning. But folks, don't miss out. The work of angels and our lives combo. That's what you need today to understand that you're not alone, and that you have things that are waiting on you to tell them what to do and give them a great assignment. So thank you, as always, folks, for tuning in to this podcast of Thoughts Become Things. As always, I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm always thrilled and honored that you guys took the time to be with us today. And once again, understand this. I've got some dynamic topics, guys, like dynamic topics of books getting ready to come out. In fact, we've already written some books for the next couple of months that I am like a kid in a candy store. I cannot wait for next month to come, the next month, because we've got some really dynamic, powerful books coming out, okay? I'll give you some examples just where you guys understand. Books that have not been released so far, that I've already got in the works here, that you're going to experience soon, is my new book that many people have been asking about, Food. It's called, the name of the book is called, Is Food Spiritual? And the subtitle is, The Vibration of the Foods We Eat. We're going to sell hundreds of those within one day, I guarantee you. Another one we have is a book that's called Universal Laws. Are They Biblical? When I dive into all the universal laws within this book, break them down to see really what is biblical and what's not. And with this one, you also have a divine, powerful, comprehensive study guide as well. We've got several other books about to be released, folks. Let me say this again, you do not want to miss out on. They're going to blow your mind. Oh, and also, I have another book coming out, folks. And guess what? You've been asking for it. You're going to get it, called Miracles. And that subtitle is called Signs, Energy, Wonders, and You, on the Book of Miracles. So I'm telling you guys, be ready. Be ready to receive some dynamic revelation coming down the road in the spirit, also in the future. So go today. Make sure you are signed up for the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club. You will not regret it, folks. We've had people on it for ever since the beginning, and they said, we can't even wait every month. We're getting so excited because they know there's so many new ones coming. So don't forget to sign up today. You guys have a blessed, wonderful day today. And as always, don't forget our famous line that we say at the end of the podcast, and that is this: go and create the day that you are meant to live today. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.